By 1942, thousands of them had been expelled from their schools. Some Jehovah's Witnesses started their own schools. Many of them were fired from their jobs. Banks said that they feared boycotts if they continued to employ Jehovah's Witnesses. A factory said, if we keep this Jehovah's Witness on the job here, other workers will go out on strike. People who applied for jobs were asked about their faith and their patriotism. They were actually questioned about this in order to get a job. And some people were kicked off welfare or relief because of their Jehovah's Witness faith. Worse, Jehovah's Witnesses were prosecuted for preaching. Remember, I said a while ago that their form of worship is preaching, is spreading the word to others and trying to convert them. They were prosecuted for peddling without a license, for distributing materials that insulted other religions as if it might cause a riot. They were arrested at times for flag desecration, desecrating the American flag, which is the crime that used to be charged to people who burned the flag. And yet Jehovah's Witnesses were not burning the flag. They were charged with this crime simply because they refused to salute the flag. Some were even charged with sedition, as though they were agitating for revolution, for the overthrow of the American government. Some of them were convicted and sentenced to years in prison, but the cases were overturned on appeal. Some of them were also prosecuted for exploiting child labor because they had their children distribute and sell literature. The state of Mississippi passed a law that criminalized distribution of literature that reasonably tends to create an attitude of stubborn refusal to salute the flag, with a 10-year penalty. They said it was essential to protect the nation in time of war. Mississippi did not pass, but seriously considered this resolution. Jehovah's Witnesses are, quote, spreading alien doctrines and ideals throughout the state, quote, unquote, and, quote, endangering the very fabric and foundation of our state, unquote. So we declare, quote, open season on all such persons and the extermination and extinction, loaded words there, of said persons shall be deemed an act meritorious and beneficial to the state. It shall become the imperative duty of the citizenry of this state to exterminate all such persons on sight. Fairly remarkable language considered by the legislature of Mississippi, calling on good Mississippians to exterminate Jehovah's Witnesses.